Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, January 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks move higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 202 points to close at 37,469. The S&P 500 was up 42 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day up 200 points. Tech stocks led markets higher and were jump-started by Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, seen as the bellwether for the chip industry, which said it expects revenue in 2024 to grow more than 20% from last year. In response, Apple's shares rose 3.3%, NVIDIA was up 1.9%, and Qualcomm finished up 4.3%. Elsewhere, Macy's shares rose 0.4%. The retailer plans to lay off about 13% of its corporate staff and close 5 stores in a bid to trim costs. Shares of Spirit Airlines fell 7.1%. The low-cost carrier is exploring restructuring options to address its financial challenges, including more than $1 billion coming due next year, after a federal judge blocked the deal for it to be acquired by JetBlue, according to people familiar with the matter. Much of the country is covered in snow and enduring a cold snap, but natural gas prices continue to decline. Future prices for February ended 6% lower, following a report from the Energy Information Administration that showed there is still 11% more of the heating and power generation fuel in domestic storage facilities than is typical for this time of year. And the average rate on the standard 30-year fixed mortgage slid to 6.6%, according to Freddie Mac. That's the lowest level since May. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.